10th paragraph, Vasa Mishnah, 5th Mishnah, Misha Po Mixes Choyve, Hishlish Shtoru. Person paid part of his Choyv, let's say he owed 1,000 shekels, and he paid half of it, and Hishlish Shtoru, and then he gave the Shtar, which still says in it that he owes 1,000 shekels, Va'omaloi, Imloina Satalachamikam, but Yon Pelaini, if I won't pay you back up by a certain day, Tain Loi Shtoru, give him the Shtar, and now he's going to have to pay the full 1,000 again. So basically, he's saying, if I don't pay in time, I'm going to have to pay much more than I really owe. If the time came, he didn't pay. Rabbi Yisrael, Yitin, Rabbi Yudayim, Lo Yitin. So Machlekes, Rabbi Yisrael, Yehuda should give it. And Machlekes is based on a concept called Asmachta. Asmachta means if I'm a chayv myself, that if I do or don't do such and such, I will pay you a large amount of money. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he didn't mean it seriously. You expect him to pay on time, and therefore it's not binding. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael says it is binding. If you pass an Asmachta, Lo Yitin, it is not binding.